Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
This week on Hot Couple Chronicles.
Yes, so this weekend I attended Pineapples After Dark's Enchanted After Dark party. I went solo, but I'm never alone. Never by myself. Yeah. I always think of myself as just a regular, schmegular Ashley person. I just will never understand sticking fingers in intimate places with people that you don't know. That will never be okay. Do not touch people unless you have permission.
We want to talk about the double standard and how most men are very respectful and ask for consent. And because we have to be, where a lot of women get away or feel like they can do things without consent because they're just a woman. Where if a man would do the same thing, it would be sexual abuse.
Like in big, big trouble. I love being a voyeur when I'm alone. I love helping, fluffing. I love cheerleading. I love, of course, I love playing too, but I take time and I observe and I'm quiet and stuff. The men were all wearing like vampire outfits and pirate jackets and all that, you know, like the velvet.
It was a very steampunk going on,
vibes. Vibe. Yeah, it was hot. It was super hot. And I was making out with people all night. And that's the key to that is making out with me. And I ran into the room and everyone was in there and I said, I'm going to go do swinger shit. And I skipped out the room. And so that was a joke. All weekend long, I was so excited to get to go do swinger shit, and I was going to go be a swinger. People aren't loving that I'm not perfect anymore, and I'm not their vision of who I was before I opened my mouth. What you see is what you get, and we don't have filters, and we're not perfect, and we're going to mess up, and we've told you that since day one. Don't expect perfection, because you're going to be disappointed.
Welcome to Hot Couple Chronicles, a podcast exploring the swinging lifestyle. Our discussions may contain explicit content and adult themes intended for mature audiences. While we strive to offer valuable insights and entertainment, please be aware that the views expressed are based on personal experiences and opinions. We encourage listeners to approach the content with an open mind and to prioritize communication, consent, and respect in their relationships. Remember, everyone's journey is unique, so take what resonates with you and leave what doesn't. Thank you for joining us on our adventure.
I'm Russ.
And I'm Ashley.
And this is Hot Couple Chronicles.
Welcome.
Happy Wednesday.
I was waiting to say it. It's been a minute.
It's been, yeah.
It's been a week.
A whole 7 days.
I had an event in between there, so it makes it feel a lot longer.
We've been busy the last month, and it's going to just keep going until after Thanksgiving, so...
It's our crazy time. Yeah. I love it, but it's a lot. And then the weather has been crap since Sunday.
Yeah. Now, it's been cold and rainy.
Yeah. And it's been days of just cold rain. And yeah, it's lucky.
Yeah.
So it's nice to bust out the sweatshirts and the sweatpants, though. I'm kind of like in the cozy vibe while recovering from a weekend. It's not the worst weather for that.
A weekend solo again.
Yeah.
It's the first time you've been alone and... last few events.
Yeah, I've been spoiled with having you alone. And I get spoiled again at Secrets for a little bit. So, and then that's it for my solo stuff for a minute with the holidays coming and winter is my hibernation time. So I'll be really focusing on the brand and getting, we're going to be filming podcast episodes because we only have two more episodes.
I was getting ready to say this season's almost wrapped up.
Yeah, we're almost there. So, and then we're taking off for Thanksgiving and Christmas. It falls at perfect time. So
New Year's.
And then we'll come back sometime middle January and We'll be back, but we want to make sure we're still recording and filming. We have a lot of guests that want to be on the podcast, so a lot of ideas. A lot of our friends are coming to us with topics they'd like to hear more about, and so we're excited to work on that this winter and, yeah, just kind of film, make things better, hibernate a little bit, and just focus on...
So winter hibernation, and then we come back in spring.
Yep, and we'll have all new stuff for the spring, and it'll be swinger season again and full force before we know it. We don't have New Year's Eve plans yet, but I'm sure we'll get some here soon.
Yeah.
I'm sure that we'll get some. But yes, yeah, so this weekend I attended Pineapples After Dark's Enchanted After Dark party. I went solo, but I'm never alone. Never by myself.
Ever.
You went solo, but you're never alone.
Never alone. I'm never by myself, ever, at all. So yeah, we went down Friday. So Friday morning we had a program at the school for our child. At 9 a.m.
Yeah, we had the...
So it was an early morning.
Award ceremony.
Had an award ceremony, and of course I have to go to that. So it was early morning, got ready, out the door, and that didn't last too long, luckily, because I was worried about...
Luckily, they split it up, and so it didn't take that long. Because
I was worried about getting up there.
And we could ski under there.
Because I went, again, with anything but Vanilla, Robin, Lindsay. I was driving to their house, and then I was going to come along with them from their house and leave the car there, so we'd only have to take one car and stuff since I was rooming with them and everything. I didn't really need a car for the weekend. We were in Buckhead. It was in Buckhead, Georgia, right outside of Atlanta, which is our old stomping grounds. That's where we fell in love with Buckhead as soon as we moved here and we went to explore Atlanta. We didn't really love Atlanta downtown. Did all the tourist thing, so we kind of branched out and we're looking for new places to eat. That's usually how it starts, and we found some really good places there and just loved going there to eat. And we'd walk around the mall and shop and do, you know, little things. It's just a cute little, it's not very little, but it's got a lot of stuff there, a lot of food. And usually where there's good food, that's where we love to hang out.
It's got food and shopping, so we usually like it.
We like the vibes, we like all of that. So I was excited. They did this in the Coley Hotel. It's a cute little, it's a Marriott, but it's like a boutique hotel. It's like 250 rooms or something like that. It's not too big, but it's pretty large. And yeah, so I drove the 3 hours to their house and then went with them into Buckhead to the hotel. And we got there. I knew they had wanted to get there pretty early. They wanted to leave at like 12. And I knew that. And this program was going to be over like 10, and it takes almost 3 hours to get to their house. So I was worried about it. And plus it's in Atlanta and traffic and you never know what to expect. So luckily the universe helped me that day. I got out a little early. I had a little bit of traffic problem. There's always going to be traffic no matter what, but I just still did good timing. Still made it up there and they were still loading up and Lindsay was still working. So it worked out. We ended up hanging out for another like hour or so before we left and packed the car. I mean, completely top to bottom. There was not one spot that was empty. We had to stop at the store. We were putting stuff in between our legs, and we had the trailer on it. We had the racks up the top, and I mean, everything for the party was in that car. So it was a lot. And then we drove down there, and immediately room crawl was at 5 o'clock on a Friday. Check-in was at 3-4 o'clock. So we got there. It was like 2-ish. Which was good timing. And then it took quite a while to get everything unloaded. We had to get carts and you know how it goes and getting everything in there. We had a 360. I mean, we had everything they needed for that party.
Was there already a lot of people trying to check
in? Yeah, everyone was also getting there early thinking they could get it checked in early. And that wasn't the case. It took a little bit. You know how it goes. That's why everyone was so stressed out. And I'm just like, this is every event that I've ever... I'm lucky enough to get a lot of the behind the scenes to a lot of these events and these takeovers and stuff. And it just happens with hotels, like that you're talking to customer service. They're working with people who aren't in the hotel, and the people they're talking to and communicating with just aren't a part of the everyday staff that's there. And they're kind of lost. Like, communication is always a big issue.
Well, when you're not buying out an entire hotel,
it's blocks. And so,
and you're buying, you know, blocks of floors, then you're only talking to a sales rep for, say, Marriott.
And so you're talking all these in between, and communication gets weird, and it's so normal. It's to be expected. Every event, there's, even if it's a buyout, there's always, even Secrets, there's been problems with rooms, and nobody's getting in time, and you're just going to always have hiccups.
When you have a massive influx of people all of a sudden, it's bound to happen.
All at the same time, and it was like that. So immediately me and Lindsay do what we do best, and we just went into welcoming squad. So we stood in the lobby for a few hours, like hours, until, because some of the rooms weren't done for like 2 hours past check-in. So we were standing there until just up into room crawl. And then everybody was upstairs. People were getting checked in late. The room crawl was at 5, but everyone was getting done work and getting into the city. And it was just kind of chaos a little bit. But it worked out, and everyone got in there, and we hung around and distracted people from the fact that they were waiting for the room and the rooms were messed up. So that's what we do best. We love welcoming the people. There were so many new people, so many people who have never been to anything at all. And it's always fun to just be a good welcoming face. And
I feel like the last couple of places we've been, there's been a lot of new people.
It's every single event we say this, but it's true. It's every single place we're going. Everyone's saying this is the first time we've ever done anything. We just joined the lifestyle.
Yeah, we're just exploring. We've never been to a hotel. Yeah, an event. This is our first event ever.
Our first time with the group. There's so many firsts all around. And it really is nice to remind yourself, like, you are the welcoming face of their first experience ever. And that is where my heart is. That's where we thrive. That's my favorite thing in the whole world.
And there's a chance that they know your face.
Yeah, that's... Well, and I love that too. Yeah. I love that on social media aspect and in real life at events and stuff. I love being like the first face I see. I love that. That's my favorite.
But what I was trying to say is, does it make you feel a different way when you're introducing yourself when they probably have already seen your face?
Yeah,
like they have an idea of who you are.
I also never, when I'm talking to people, I never really think about that. Like I always think of myself as just a regular Ashley person. So I don't actually ever think that.
The ones that I kind of giggle at are like, we'll introduce ourselves and we'll talk for 30 minutes, 45 minutes. And then after a while, like, well, I've met you before, right? I'm like, no, like, you look so familiar. And then they're like, are you on TikTok? Are you on Instagram?
It's not those. It's the ones that talk to you for 45 minutes to an hour and then inform you after you tell them all about who you are and your story and your husband and stuff. And then they're like, oh, yeah, I already know. I know everything about you. I've followed you for years and I know everything. That's what gets me. Like, just tell me up front if you know who I am so I know, because I just spewed everything you already knew about and made it really weird. So I don't know. I just never assume that anyone knows who I am until they tell me. You're the only one who ever reminds me, like, they probably already know.
Yeah, like, there's a good chance. Yeah. I mean, especially, like, smaller events like this one that are a private Facebook group, really.
Yeah, and we're pretty active, like, around there.
Like, chances are they know. Yeah.
I heard a lot, just already.
Or even, like, a Swinger Society takeover when we were hosts for Swinger Society.
That was a lot of Libertine people.
Or a lot of Libertine people
there, surprisingly.
You know. Yeah, I just assume that they know us until I know they don't.
Yeah, the opposite. I assume they don't know who I am until they tell me the other way.
Like, I don't assume, like, they know my name or your name. I always introduce myself because that's what you do with people. That's how you introduce yourself. Yeah. But I just have, in the back of my head, I assume that they have some idea of who I am.
Still weird to me. They'll never assume that. But yeah. So yeah, we stood in the lobby and just made sure everybody was welcome, got everybody water, whatever they needed, and just kind of hung out with them until everybody got situated and let the front desk do their thing and stuff and put out fires. And Lindsay and Rob killing it, as always. And Davey and Lauren, they're all doing their thing. So we were just welcoming everybody and making sure everybody was getting settled. And then we ran upstairs and it was time for the room crawl immediately. As soon as it started, we got a noise complaint and we needed to be quiet. And we were all in the hallway and it really wasn't even that bad, but it was a hallway full of swingers that were doing what they do.
Rowdy.
Just talking loudly. Everyone was very excited. They just got there.
Well, and as more people talk, they have to talk louder
to yell
because they can't be heard anymore. Yeah. So it just gets louder and louder and louder. Before you know, everybody's just yelling. This is how on Sundays I always end up with no voice.
It was getting loud. And I did say, I mentioned a few times, like, why is everyone yelling at each other? Everyone's next to each other.
My question is who complained?
I don't know. The staff was up. I don't know if I don't know. I don't know.
Like, that's my question is, who's complaining? Like, it's not like
it was 5 o'clock on a Friday. That's the part that got me. I was like, it's 5 o'clock. Like, people can talk and hang out at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, it's not like it was quiet time hours.
Yeah. Like, people were sleeping or didn't, you know what I mean? But they complained. They came up like 3 times trying to get everybody to be quiet. And then the leader, Kelsey, she takes care of everything. She's the one who's in charge. She kind of coordinates every single thing. And she immediately ran down there. And because they had already pre-approved all of this, they already knew the plan. Well, that's the thing, is that's the communication part, is they were already supposed to be aware of what was happening and that there was going to be people in the hallway. There was going to be loud talking. It was going to be a lot of stuff going on. They said it was fine, knew it was happening, but there was that discommunication between the staff and the people who were the managers and stuff in charge, because they weren't in the building.
Yeah.
So as soon as she went over there and explained it and worked it out, it was fine. We didn't hear anything else about it, but it was only an hour too. It wasn't like it was all night long. It was 1 hour and it started late. So it was like probably 45 minutes of people hanging out. It was like 4 rooms. It wasn't that serious, but you know, it was like, everyone was very excited to get there. It's Friday. Everyone was pumped. They're so ready for the weekend. So everyone, you know, just living their best life, and it worked out fine. And everyone walked around and got their drinks and their snacks and their goodie bags and everything. And it was fine. And then it was like go time immediately for getting out for the night. So Friday night wasn't officially an event night. They had rooms, places, and you could go to wherever you wanted to go. Just kind of have a night out. On the table.
Yeah, they just called ahead and made sure there was available like spot
for us. Mm-hmm. And we told them that like a big groups were coming. So the official plan was on Friday night at the Elbow Room from 7 to 10, they had a meet and greet dinner. So it's just food. It's a tiny little bar. It was really cute. Yeah. They had a little space and you could order food and drinks and just hang out and just get to know everybody. And there was a little group there. And then Lindsay and Rob were getting sleepy. Like 8:30, 9 o'clock, they said that they were heading back to the room. And I wasn't ready to go to bed yet because it seemed a little too early for me. So I asked to tag along with the Mofakalees, and they're going to a birthday party. It was a really cute Halloween, spooky, dark vibe going on.
Yeah.
One of our friends was having a birthday there. So we hung out there for a little bit. And then at 10 o'clock, the DJ Beargate, who was DJing the event, was playing there. So there was a hangout spot there for the late night people. So we wanted to hop over there and at least see him play for a little bit, support him. So we went over there and I got a mozzarella stick at the Elbow Room, hung out, and went to a birthday party.
A mozzarella stick
that some of our friends offered me, thankfully, because that was all I'd eaten all day. And then went over to the birthday party, said hi, gave hugs and everything, and then went over to Moondogs and watched DJ Beargate and danced and got to do the wobble. Mike got him to play the wobble for a moment and had a wobble moment. And the bartender was a Patty, so that was fun. Unfortunately, she was giving us all the shots in the world, all sorts of different things. But yeah, we had fun.
All the sugary, sweet shots.
Yeah.
It was no tequila.
It was a lot of a lot of fruit, sugar, a lot of sugar.
Thanks.
And then after, you know, midnight, everything starts getting more crowded. More people start coming in. That's when everyone starts coming out and started getting a little bit claustrophobic. And honestly, do not miss vanilla bar hopping at all. Not one bit. I was groped and touched the entire night, all night, just fingers everywhere. And I hadn't felt like that in a long time. Luckily, I go to a lot of lifestyle stuff, and so I don't really have to deal with that ever anymore.
Yeah.
And men are very respectful pretty much all the time in the swinging land, but not so much in Vanilla Room, unfortunately.
Guys need to do better.
Yeah. Got a little uncomfortable. It was a lot of younger. The younger crew started coming out. A lot of people that just need educated and consent and reminded. And people started feeling good. People were drinking and everyone was excited again. It was Friday night. But never okay to touch people. I just will never understand sticking fingers in intimate places with people that you don't know. That will never be okay. It'll never be all right.
I mean, I've done it, but it's been consensually.
Consent. None of this was consent. I know people. That's the problem. So, and then it was Friday, so we always usually try to get to bed decent hour on Fridays. So it was time to head back to the hotel, and then when I showed up there, We had a whole room full in Robin Lindsay's room. I thought they had went to bed a long time ago because they were stuffing hangover bags and doing all sorts of stuff for the next night. And they had their pajamas on. And but then I showed up and there was a crew in the room. So I ended up hanging out with them and just talking. And everybody was just kind of hanging out and wrapping up for the night and went to bed. Nothing exciting.
Nothing exciting.
I see. We had gotten a comment on the last episode that all everyone wants to hear about is details about our fucking, and we need to stop talking about everything but fucking. And all I gotta say is that this is probably not the podcast for you. Yeah. We will never be that podcast that talks about intimate details with other people. That's fine. I know a lot of podcasts do, and it's just not us. That's just not ever what you're gonna talk about. You're gonna hear a lot about our friends, our friendship, our fun times, our funnies.
Yeah.
That's just who we are.
We might allude to certain things, we don't tell you.
And you're not going to know with who. We really do try to keep everything very, we always have, even our social media, really pretty PG. Like, we really do try to keep our content pretty, because we know there are a lot of younger people, a lot of new people, a lot of, you never know. And we want to protect our friends and the people that we play with. Everyone that we play with or around, we're not going to tell you. We're not going to talk about every time we have sex with a stranger or one of our friends, because not everyone consents to that. Again, consent is everywhere, not just physically. It's also with stuff like that. It's unless I have consent to share a story or share a moment that we've shared together, I'm not going to just talk about it, especially not in detail. So it's probably not going to be the podcast for you if that's what you're looking for here. We're more of soul, heart, just fun. We like to have fun and we like to talk about our fun stories, and it's chronicles of our life. So that's why we chose the title that we chose. It's just going to be chronicles of us and who we are and the people around us. And so, yeah, I wanted to bring up that somewhere in there briefly. And then consent, do not touch people unless you have permission. Those were the two things I really want to talk about.
It is to point out that it was a vanilla crowd that was.
Yes, but when we'll talk about it, we have another episode that we were just talking. We had friends that I talked to yesterday that called me, and they had an idea for a podcast, because we're going to talk about the next night, obviously, in a minute. But he had the same experience as a male with females.
We want to talk about the double standard and how most men are very respectful and ask for consent, and because we have to be. Where a lot of women get away or feel like they can do things without consent because they're just a woman. Where if a man would do the same thing, it would be sexual abuse. Oh, yeah. Like
in big, big trouble. Right? Yeah. Especially banned from the lifestyle and shamed publicly and everything else. But women, for some reason, think that they can do whatever they want. And so we're going to have that conversation. We have a guest that wants to be on and talk about it, because he also believes men should stand up and you shouldn't be viewed any differently, no matter if you're male or female. It's violating to have someone touch you when you weren't expecting it and when you weren't asked first. And so we're going to go deeper into that. I know that's something that we've talked about before. And so I really think that it needs its own episode, and I'm excited for that. So that'll be next season. We'll have that. But yeah, continuing on. Then we woke up. I had a horrible headache because of the sugar drinks that I had the night before. Just a headache, just tired and headache.
So for the rookies out there,
helped forever.
If you wake up with bad hangovers after a night out, it's probably all the sugar you drank.
I didn't even drink a lot. It was like 3 shots. It wasn't like a ton of alcohol, but it was just sugar.
Yeah.
Just sugar. So
like the between dehydration of the alcohol and the sugar, the glucose content, that's just where people get the worst hangovers.
That's why if I do shots, it's usually a tequila shot, because tequila is just safest for me.
Yeah.
It makes me feel fine. I don't get headaches in the morning. It's been a long time.
Low sugar. That's why, I mean, to be fair, that's why I started drinking tequila for that reason. Then I introduced you to it, and you're like, oh, wow. After the real first night of drinking just tequila and no
sugar. Doing a couple shots, and I was like,
you're like, I feel great the next morning.
I'm gonna take 2 or 3 shots of sugar and feel like horrible in the morning. Glass of wine or two, horrible the next morning. But if I do just a couple shots of tequila or a drink with tequila in it, don't feel anything. Feel perfectly fine the next day. Every time, never fails me. So yeah, I definitely, if I do drink, that's usually what I'm going with. But then we had also in the room crawl had vodka with pineapples soaking in it. So there was sugar in there. It was just something different.
That's a little bit
vodka.
Better, though.
It was better, but...
That's a little, is there sugar in the pineapple? But vodka is low sugar as well, but the pineapple added it.
Yeah, something I don't normally drink.
Yeah.
My body freaks out a little bit.
Looking to add some excitement to your social life? Meet 3Fun, the free app that connects open-minded singles and couples for fun adventures. With thousands of active users, 3Fun is our ticket to new friendships, flirty encounters, and unforgettable experiences.
The best part? It's completely free to use. No hidden fees or subscriptions. Ready to join the fun? Download 3Fun app now from the App Store or Google Play Store and start connecting with like-minded individuals in your area. Don't miss out on the excitement. Find the link below and get started with 3Fun today.
But anyway, we woke up the next day, took Advil, felt 100% better, got a shower, felt like a whole new person. We walked across the street to a corner bakery and got a croissant sandwich and a soda. And they got their coffee. It's my coffee. My soda. And felt like 100,000,000% better. Went up to, we have friends that every single time that we have an event, the morning of the event, she brings her Ninja slushy machine. She gets everyone to come to her room for mimosa slushies. So that's usually how we wake up at an event, if we're staying somewhere in a hotel with them. So I went up there and got to visit. We had friends from Louisiana that also want to be on the podcast really soon.
Some of our
closest friends.
Yeah. Known them for 5 years.
Yeah. Some of our friends. And they really want to be on. So we're going to get them on next season for sure, because they're another missing piece in our story that's very important.
Yeah, they're a big part of our story.
So we want to get them on soon. You'll hear from them soon. But got to hang out with them. It was so nice to finally actually, away from the party, away from the loud, everything, to kind of just sit and be with them. And so I was so happy they were there. A lot of people that I hadn't seen for a long time. A lot of random faces from Libertine, from Swinger Society, just a whole bunch of people that I was surprised to see. I was really happy to see. And then, yeah, we knew that we wanted to be getting everything upstairs. Everything had to be decorated. Everything had to be put out. Everything had to be set up. And so it was like
at the
shooting.
Bar, atop, yeah, at the, on top of the hotel.
Yeah, the hotel party that night, Saturday night, was up on the rooftop. Beautiful spot. But we had to decorate, get everything ready. The party started, doors opened at 7:15 or something like that. So we wanted to be all set up and ready. Plus we had to get ourselves ready. And it was just like every event, just gone. And we barely made it there by the time the party started. And we had set up and then came back down, luckily, to get ready and then go back up there. But got everything set up, the 360 up. We got some really cute videos and did some TikToks, did a little bit social media work and stuff like that. And then made sure everything was set, came back down, and everyone's coming in out of your rooms, and it's time to get ready, and everyone's just...
That really does prolong the getting ready process. Yes, it does. Because you always have visitors that distract you from getting ready.
Because we love having our door open. We love people coming in. But yeah, you're sitting in the hallway or sitting in the doorway talking. An hour goes by and you have no idea it's been an hour, and it's time to go. And then everyone had a shower, and there's three of us in the room, so you have to take turns. You know,
I mean, that's what happened to us in San Antonio before we went to dinner. It's like, I wanted to shower, get changed, and so I could...
So did we all.
Yeah. And then they're like, oh, it's time to go. I'm like, well, shit.
Sometimes it is what it is. Anymore with these events, I've learned the only time you're going to get this kind of quiet is the morning, as soon as you wake up. So the best bet is to take your shower, put your face on like you're going to do it at the event. I used to be a 3 hour before the event doing a full face glam, but it's so much easier if you just put it on after your shower in the morning, and then at nighttime, jump back in and refresh everything. I always say I need to wash my butthole and get refresh. And then if you want to do the party makeup, put a little bit of...
Yeah, just touch it up.
Touch it up. It's so much easier if you do a darker eye, you glam it up when you already have a base. And it's helped so much because it cut the time in at least half. And because you don't have the time, period. Time just is never on your side there. And so it was a lot of run, hustle, hair, showers, and then order pizza. So we have actually eaten something, because that's very important. So someone reminds me to eat. So we got pizza, had a piece of pizza, and it was time to roll out and showed up, and it's ready, go time. And the party was absolutely amazing. It was perfect. The lighting was perfect. The space was perfect. so many people. It was just people everywhere you looked and everywhere you turned. And it was good, though. It was such a good turnout. So much fun. They had a tarot reader, which everyone was blown away by and crying and love her. I was so happy to sit down with her and talk to her. And then they had crystal mapping, which I didn't get to do. I'm really sad I never got to do. There was a line every single time I went over there. There was a line and something would distract me, or there was also the backdrop right there. So everyone would be like, let's take pictures. And then it's gone. So I just never got a chance. It was just so packed. But I luckily squeezed in and got a tarot reading, and that was so much fun. And then I spent the rest of my night dancing. He played the wobble for me again. This time he played the whole song, and everyone got on the floor, and I got to do the wobble with all of my friends, and that's always a highlight. I'm going to start mapping out everywhere I've done the wobble, making a whole project and a whole thing. I need to do that because now it's a thing.
Where has Ashley done the wobble?
Yeah, I'll start pinning my locations, and I just... It's not even the song. I don't even care about the dance. None of it. It's really, honestly, the moments I've had with people dancing. Everyone's just smiling and laughing and just having all of our friends come. And a lot of time I love it when they're just there because they want to do it with me or because they know that I love the wobble. And so they do it with me. And just everyone comes out and it's a good time. And everyone is there on the dance floor. It's like the one moment night where like everybody comes out to dance. And I love those. So any line dance is my fave. My fave. But the wobble has definitely become my anthem, I think, at this point. Everywhere I go, someone plays it. So, yeah, it was fun. I got to wobble and dance and dance and dance and hung out and partied until it was time to...
I think run. I'm going to sneak the wobble into your spicy playlist and just to see what you do in the middle.
That would have been good.
So, like, in the middle of an orgy, see what you do. Like, what's she going to do?
I would do for sure. For sure. Oh, another funny story that I feel like we should talk about is that a few weeks ago, I was wearing a jean jacket. And so, the motherfucking Lee's, Sam, she made a comment that Mike absolutely hates denim jackets, like despises them. So ever since, it's been this running joke of anytime I'm wearing a jean jacket. I wore a jean jacket to the event Friday just for him. And I told Lindsay when I got to her house, I said, do you have a jean jacket? Bring it. We're going to do something. I was telling all my friends, get your jean jackets, bring them. So I had so many people bringing jean jackets. Everyone was wearing jean jackets. And the plan was that weekend, that Saturday night after the party, was everyone in thongs, jean jackets, and then Lindsay was going to set him down the bed and be like, we have a surprise for you. We're going to put on a show. We have a show. Not knowing it was going to be us in just thongs and denim jackets. Unfortunately, we all disappeared and scattered and everyone, we all separated and time got away from us. But the plan is secrets to do that. So we started it today. Well, Lindsay did today. He texted me and said she was going to mess with the continue it and keep messing with him. So we're going to post them on Facebook. So I was all here for it. And then I just immediately started messaging all of my friends to bust out their jean jackets. And so, yeah, that's where it came from. It kind of came from that weekend, really inspired me to really mess with him even more. And now I'm wondering what's going on with the jean jackets.
He's going to stop supplying your blow pops when I'm not there.
Yeah. It's out of love. It's out of love. I'm like, you're my friend. Do not tell me something you don't like because I'm going to make sure you love it by the end. Promise. That's just a little funny that I wanted to add in there. I'm sure he'll appreciate it.
You've been having fun with it all day today.
I've been having fun for the last like week or so with it. It's been so much fun. The best part about it is I'm texting everyone and leaving out the part that he hates them. They have no idea that he hates them. So they're completely... This is funny. It's just the little things that make me laugh. I don't know how you aren't just laughing 24/7. That's me in your life. No idea. Crack me up. But anyway, back to the party. Everything was closing. Everything, it was time to wrap everything up. And you know how that is. It's everyone was, I was making out. I made out with a lot of people. I had some really good makeout sessions in that party. And then I was getting a lot of room numbers thrown at me and people whispering, like, come to this room, come to this. I had so many in my head, I couldn't remember any of them. So then doing what I do, I'm looking for safe people. And so I followed some of our friends and went away with them. I was like, I come, you're safe. I come with you. So I went up there and hung out up there. And there was some play going on. Got to watch, got to hang out. I'm a big watcher when I'm alone. I love being a voyeur when I'm alone. I love helping, fluffing. I love cheerleading. Of course, I love playing too, but I take time and I observe and I'm quiet and stuff. And everyone is just so kind when I'm by myself. They're always like, are you okay? Make sure I'm okay. Make sure I'm safe. I'm feeling good and everything. And they're like, we should probably get you back with your regular crew. So her husband escorted me down to our other friend's room and the door was open. So it wasn't like we were like just busting in the door, but we did walk in on them with another couple. So of course, me and him were like, oops, sorry, love you. We were just, you know, seeing what's going on, coming to see what you guys were doing. And it was, we've had that moment before where we've interrupted. We didn't know if they were
swapping. We've also been interrupted.
And we've been interrupted many times, but normally they're the orgy rooms. They have a group of people. That's normally what's going on there. Yeah. But when you walk in and there's only four and they're swapping with each other, it was one of those, like, felt super guilty. Felt so bad. That was a rookie mistake. Should have knocked, but you get so used to just going in and having tons of people in there. So it was a moment. But ended up going back with him. I was like, okay, well, we'll go back up there. And then they ended up saying it was fine. They actually were waiting for everyone else to get there, and we had just come in. So everyone came down there, and we got to play. I watched. There was a girl spanking session that was making all night. I was running around like I am so turned on right now because I was so turned on the entire night. It was very goth, very black, very dark red, very so hot. Every guy had eyeliner on. It was like they had everyone was velvet. The men were all wearing like vampire outfits and pirate jackets and all that. You know, like the velvet.
It was a very steampunk going on. Vibes.
Vibe. Yeah, it was hot. It was super hot. And I was making out with people all night. And that's the key to that is making out with me. So I was wanting to participate. And I did. I watched. And then I got thrown around and smacked around and got a mask. Got a moment with a mask. That was hot. Yeah, I got to play. Did my normal squirting. Did my normal, you know, orgy fun time. And, but yeah, I got to watch a really hot girl spank. I mean, she was with her hands, just spanking with her hands beautifully. And it was good. And so, yeah. It was a good night. It was fun. We could do that again. That'd be good.
We could do that again.
I needed that for sure. It had been a minute since I'd played San Antonio. I got my period and I didn't get to play. And so it'd been a minute since I've played with anyone else. So it was fun. It was a good time. It was hot.
Hey, beautiful. If you're looking to feel confident and sexy, Voluptuous Vixen has got you covered with stunning lingerie and outfits that fit every curve. And for our listeners, you can snag 10% off your order with code HOTCOUPLENGA at checkout. Don't miss out. Check out the link below and find your next favorite piece.
And then by that time, it was the normal 4 a.m., 5 a.m.
time for bed.
And time fucking different there. And it was funny because before I had went from the first room to the second room, I had to pass next to our room. So I had my shoes and all my stuff I had from the party still. And I ran into the room and everyone was in there. And I said, I'm going to go do swinger shit. And I skipped out the room. And so that was a joke all weekend long. I was so excited to get to go do swinger shit. And I was going to go be a swinger. And so I went over to the second room. And yeah, it was like 4 or 5 a.m. I don't even know the norm. I knew we had to get up the next day. So I dismissed myself once it was time. I was like, it's a little too late. They're still going. I was not.
Yeah.
I can't keep up with that crew. Sometimes it's hard. So I was a good girl and I got my stuff and I got my jammies on and I went to bed and woke up at like 9 the next day and felt really good. I was just really tired, but felt great otherwise, thankfully, because we had to immediately pack up. Checkout was supposed to be at 11. Luckily, again, our friend Kelsey, she got us all late checkouts, and we still had to pack up the entire club and do everything from the night before. So we stayed and packed up and hung out and said goodbye and got everything put in the car. And by then it was like 1:30 or so. And then we had a 40-minute drive to Robin Lindsay's house. You know, Sundays are the worst. Sundays suck so bad. Luckily, when I'm by myself, I usually bring as minimal as I possibly can so I don't take up any space. So it took me 5 minutes to pack my stuff up. I don't have all the lights and the banners and the candle, and all that stuff. So I just had to zip my bag. So I was able to go say goodbye to a lot of people and help out and tear down and put the club back together and, you know, do all the fun behind the scenes stuff. Everyone thinks it just appears and then just disappears. It's not the case. There was a huge team of amazing, wonderful people who get up early the next day and get there early the day before and work their butts off and lift and carry and don't feel great and do it like a bunch of champs. And we appreciate every single one of you. I'm not even a direct part of the team or anything, but I really do every time I try and go anywhere. What do you need? What do you want me to do? Give me a task. I like to help. I like to be there to. They said I was very good emotional support as well this weekend. So that makes my heart happy. That's my favorite job of all the jobs. That's where I like to thrive at. But yeah, and then it was like 1:30 before we rolled out of there, something like that. And then we had a 45-minute drive and then got there. And I immediately was like, love you, bye, because we are headed to Secrets in a week. Yes. At that point, it was a week from then. Yeah. And so I was like, let's do this again in a week. For a week. And it was getting late. I knew I had to get home. The kids had school the next day. We had to figure out food, all the fun parts of vanilla life.
Because you got home right as I was waking up for work.
5:30, because I had a 3.5-hour drive I had two separate accidents. And so, yeah, it's like a whole day of trying to get back home and nighttime and getting the baths and the kids and school and getting everything unpacked and stuff. So, yeah, that was Enchanted After Dark. It was an absolutely amazing fun time always. I love pad parties. Are just something special, something different. If you're just joining this lifestyle, it's very newbie-friendly space. It's more meet and greet style.
The parties themselves, when it comes to pad, are very spicy vanilla, mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah.
It's not like a whole takeover, an event, or Secrets, or something like that.
People for taking their top off or having their booties out or doing something a little more than vanillas would normally do. But other than that, it looks like a regular. Nobody would know it was a swinger party at all. I mean, people make out with each other here and there. You see people making out and getting close and dancing, and you know. But it's a good way to dip your toe into a swinger event without it being really hardcore swinger event. You can make it whatever you want it to be. You could come for a few hours, get food, kind of make it a date thing if you wanted to. Or you can party all night and make it a swinger event and have an after party and do all of that stuff. But it's really good. If you're new, if you're looking for some place to test the waters, to just meet people, 100% recommend Panels After Dark group parties. They know how to do a good party. It's a fun time. They have the 360. It's cute. Their venues are always really good. Good food, good drinks, good stuff. It was a good hotel. Really a great time overall. And I know they're trying to keep stepping it up every single time.
Yeah, we don't know when the next they haven't announced one yet.
Yeah, they'll be announced. You'll know. Once we get the information, you'll be the first to know. We
will. Yeah.
We're always here to support them. We love them. It's just a really great group of people, good humans. Hot people too, man.
Yeah, it's a good looking
that
group.
Crew this weekend. Everywhere I looked, just inside and out, just beautiful.
Yeah,
people.
It's a good looking group.
such a fun, carefree, super awesome group of people. I could go on forever, but thank you to everyone that puts the party on, that works very hard. We love you. We appreciate what you're doing in the space. It's so important to have these places and these communities. If it wasn't for that, we wouldn't be doing any of this. So we appreciate all the money and the time and the work. We know, we understand. We've been very lucky to be behind the scenes to a lot of events and a lot of takeovers and a lot of groups. So we know how hard it is. It's not easy. So it's a big deal to have 300 humans coming at you full speed.
Yeah.
We get it. We understand. So we appreciate and love you guys so much. So happy to be a part. And they just let us tag along. And they always are just so kind to us and let us just be a part of it and be there and help. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Love you guys. But yeah, that pretty much was Pineapples After Dark Party. And now we are full speed ahead to Secrets days from now. So,
this recording right now, we are like 5 days away.
Yeah, from heading down, we are hoping for better temperatures. I need some warm weather in Florida, please. Some sun would be great. So I'll take this weird, dreary, cold weather right now, as long as next week is hot. But yeah, we head out Sunday. I'm heading down with Lindsay and Rob. He has to work the weekends, as you know. So he's going to get off Monday morning and then sleep. And then he's going to head down. And then he'll be there for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And then he'll head out Friday morning because he has to work.
Lame.
The weekend. So.
Lame.
But we are very grateful that you get to be there at all. And so he gets to be there for a big chunk of it, all but a couple days of it. He gets to enjoy Secrets on the weekday.
All but the weekend.
But I don't know. I love the weekdays, though.
Yeah, that's very
chill. The
weekdays
is a different experience. And you're going to have the weekday experience of Secrets, which is some of my favorite time. So you still get a good...
And it's an eye candy party, which really starts on a Thursday.
They come in early, so it'll be like Wednesday, Thursday, and then you'll get to at least have the room crawl and costumes and get a whole party, and it'll be fun. So I'm very grateful that you get to be there. It's going to be so much fun. We have nude beach plans in there. Hopefully it warms up enough. It's going to be like, so far, 75 is like the warmest day during the day. So we'll see how the humidity is. We'll see how it feels, and we'll decide what we're doing. I don't know. It feels very cold for me for Florida. I think it's going to be a lot like when I went in March, a lot of sweatpants, sweatshirts. We actually had talked about getting just themed sweatshirts that say whatever the theme is and just being done with it because I don't do cold. You guys know I don't do cold, so probably won't be seeing me in no string bikinis. I don't know. We'll see. I'm just a baby. No. Manifest hot weather for the weekend. Right now you can only see 7 days out, so we'll see, but it's gonna be fun no matter what. It's Secrets, it's always fun. There's hot tubs, there's fires now, there's other things to do now, and for once the club won't be too hot. It'll be great. We're gonna have a good time.
It's a balance.
I'm excited. Yes, but that'll be for Eye Candy. They're almost sold out, but they're not yet. They still have room, so if you hear this and you want to come join us spontaneously, hit up Eye Candy. We love Eye Candy. Come get a room with them.
I can put a website down in the show notes.
Yeah, we love them. They throw an amazing party. This will be my third Eye Candy Secrets takeover, so I like them a lot. I like them. And Eye Candy, I'm so excited to get another case of Eye Candy Energy because it's my favorite energy drink ever. Not even kidding. Love them so much. I'm a cotton candy whore. Love cotton candy, so it's right on my alley. And yeah, I'm excited to see our friends. We have lots of our friends we get to spend more time with. That's my favorite thing about Seekers is the amount of extended time you get to spend with them.
Yeah.
It feels like you have more time with people when you're there for the weekend. So we've got really good friends. We have conjoined rooms with friends. It's going to be a whole corner of fun. A group of us are coming and it's going to be a good time. And I get to have you there for the weekday and then Thursday night for Eye Candy. So yeah, that's the plans. That's what we've got going on. And then we're home and straight back to Florida pretty much right after that for Thanksgiving. We're spending Thanksgiving in Captiva. And it better be hot because I would
say it's South Florida. It should be warm.
That would be because I was convinced it was going to be and it will be ocean time. So I'm so excited to be our first destination
holiday
ever.
Yeah.
And all our kids and everyone's going down. We're going down with Rob and Lindsay and their family and we're doing a whole giant big get together and I am so pumped. So yeah, that's kind of our plans, and so far I'm sure we'll have something sneak in for New Year's, Christmas.
Yeah,
there'll be more plans, but it is going to get a little bit slower. It's winter, and so we're going to take a little bit of break for Thanksgiving and Christmas and holiday and family, and it's just cold.
Yeah,
and I don't want to be out period. So yeah, and that's the end of the year already, almost.
Yeah.
It's coming quick.
Hey, only a few more episodes left this season, and then...
That's it. Next episode, we are going to be talking about the second half of our Libertine event adventure in San Antonio. This timing just was weird, and we had to split them up. And kind of a little cliffhanger. So, yeah, look for that next week. And then the week after that, we will tell you all about Secrets. That'll be our final episode of the year and the season, and you'll hear all about the adventures that we do get into.
But another quick turnaround that week.
Yeah, we're going to record, edit, and pop it out. I want to say goodbye to you in real time. We really, really wanted to make sure that last episode was in real time, and we really wanted to actually say goodbye to you this season.
Last season kind of ended
real fast, abruptly. Last season, we just everything. Scheduling wise, it was just throwing episodes in there, but we really wanted to say goodbye in real time. But before we leave you guys for a little bit and take some time away, it'll be well needed little break.
Yes.
Love you guys, but this podcast.
It's a lot.
For one, it's a lot of work. It's a ton of work, and it's squeezing it in between real work and real life and real everything else. And so it's takes a lot of finagling there, but then it also is starting to, people don't love that I have a voice and that we have opinions, and I'm not just a pretty face that smiles on TikTok. I actually have anxiety. I actually have opinions. I actually care, and I don't care about things, and I have, you know,
you're a person. Perfect, no way.
People aren't loving that I'm not perfect anymore, and I'm not their vision of who I was before I opened my mouth. And so it's been a lot of backlash, a lot of people trying to pick us apart and pick everything we say apart. We're not perfect. Never said we were. We are just normal, regular people who mess up, say stupid things, make inappropriate jokes all of the time, get in trouble a lot for that. We 100% are ourselves and very, very proud of that. What you see is what you get, and we don't have filters, and we're not perfect, and we're going to mess up. And we've told you that since day one. Don't expect perfection because you're going to be disappointed. But we love you guys with all of our hearts, and we have a heart and soul that you're not going to find anywhere else. And I'll stand by that. And I hope that you know that. And you know that we love you always. And yeah, we can't wait to see where this leads. But it'll be nice to have a couple weeks. Just a couple, some time, just to have some time.
It is a nice little break.
It's
refreshing. And we always come back reinvigorated.
Yeah, and
with ideas.
When we're not doing this podcast, it's not like we put it away and don't think about it. We are planning and filming and recording and brainstorming and having discussions with people and trying to always make it bigger and better. And we're always trying to upgrade our equipment and work on that.
Yeah.
Getting it to be perfect for you guys. And so we're not going anywhere. We're still going to be there every day on social media. I'll be around and stuff, but we're going to take a little break for a little bit. And
just a little
bit. Not going to feel bad about it either. We need it. But yes, as always, though,
it's not that serious.
Don't make it weird. We love you guys.
Bye.